Thoughts on Jude. Jude verse 12. All show. Do you notice that Jude is not one of these modern people who is frightened of polemics? Many people today don't want polemics. They want nice, warm, positive, sweet, sugary things. Jude knows that these things are too serious for that. And look at him here. He's been pulling no punches in what he said so far, but look at him now in Jude 12. These men are blemishes at your love feasts, eating with you without the slightest qualm, shepherds who feed only themselves. They're looking after them, number one. They are clouds without rain, and this is today's discourse. They're blown along by the wind, autumn trees without fruit and uprooted, twice dead. And so he goes on in verse 13 as well, as we shall see. But I want to emphasize this in this brief discourse. It's all show. It's all razzmatazz. There's nothing substantial in it. The promise is huge, but the actual performance is nil. They are clouds. Now, in this society where Jude is speaking, you know, hot climate, a desert climate, you might, you're not going to understand. There's rain coming. You remember Elijah? There's rain coming. The clouds are there. Oh, it's wonderful. But they pass away. No, there's no water in them. They're blown about by the wind. They just come rushing over, but they give no water. What's the use of clouds? The ground is crying for moisture. And these men are promising moisture. They're promising the gospel. They're promising Christ. But what are they giving? Nothing. They're unstable. They're blown by the wind. That reminds me of Ephesians 4. Corks on the sea. Washed about by the tide. Blown by the wind. I remember my son and a friend, they were sailing one day. And they left port and they had what was called a junk rig, which is a very weak rig, and the tide was against them, and the wind was against them, and then they'd sailed all day, tacking backwards and forwards, but at the end of the day, they were no further south. They wanted to go south, and they had to come back into the port. They'd been tacking all day, but the wind and tide was against them, and these are corks on the sea, blown about all the way, clouds rushing along, but they're unstable. And there's no performance in them. And then he moves to another picture. Autumn trees, or the Americans would say fall. The time of harvest. Remember Keats' Ode to Autumn. Season of fruit and mellow fruitfulness. And close bosom, a friend of the maturing sun. You know, the blackberries and the plums and the apples or whatever. You know, the pears ripening. It's all wonderful. And these trees, they're full of blossom, they're full of show. It's all going to be there. But when the fall comes, it's all show. There's no fruit. In fact, they're twice dead. There's no fruit. And actually, they're pulled up by the roots. And they're dying. They're dead. It's hopeless. It's all show. There's no actual product. All show. Unstable. And there's more to come on that theme. Now, I hope you understand, my friend, that Jude was talking about the false teachers in his day, and they have not died out. Those false teachers have had many sons, and they're still with us today. And again, I remind you, it's not out there. You know, it's in that place. It's over there. My friend, let us look in the mirror. Let us look for ourselves. Let us look into our own hearts, into our own assemblies, in our own ecclesia. It's not over there. It's here. Are we awake? Are we aware of these things? Or are we impressed by show, dazzle, razzmatazz, and big talk? There's plenty of that about. And if you want gas and wind and windbags, you can get plenty of it. But my friends, let us look for the truth, the gospel, Christ. Nothing other than Christ will do.